Some of the world's smallest nations want to shut down one of Australia's biggest industries, coal mining, in a bid to save themselves from the effects of climate change. The Alliance of Small Island States, which includes Pacific Ocean countries like Tuvalu and Palau, say global warming is already harming their people. They want a moratorium on new coal mines, but they're realistic about their chances of convincing their large, powerful neighbour to give up its lucrative fossil fuel assets. Eric Torchik reports.
It's a cry for help from the smallest nations of the Pacific Ocean.
We're simply seeking for the rights of smaller island states to survive.
Tuvalu Prime Minister Enele Sopoaga is the new chair of the Small Island States Group. Their biggest concern is the effects of climate change.
We feel our security is compromised. Survival of the people of the Pacific is compromised.
The leaders of nations like Tuvalu, the Cook Islands, Palau and Nauru held a closed session for the first time ahead of this week's Pacific Islands Forum, which includes large countries like Australia. Tommy Remengesau is the president of Palau.
In many cases, the issues of the vulnerable states do not necessarily get the necessary focus or attention that should be there.
These low-lying island nations don't emit much carbon, but they're predicted to be the first affected by sea level rise and extreme weather events caused by global warming. The Pacific Island leaders want their wishes known before the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris in November, where countries will try to reach a legally binding agreement to reduce carbon emissions. Tuvalu Prime Minister Enele Sopoaga.
This is the last turn of events before the world decides on an agreement that should ensure the security and survival, protection and survival of the people.
They want carbon emissions capped at a level that will stop global average temperatures rising more than 1.5 degrees, and want to be able to claim compensation for the loss and damage they're predicted to suffer. But the small island states know another climate goal, to see developed countries shift to renewable energy and away from fossil fuels, won't be easily achieved, especially because they want countries like Australia to stop building new coal mines.
How are you going to convince Australia to give up its addiction to coal?
Is that Australian English? No, but thank you. It's a serious issue. Small island states have been calling for a shift to renewable energy and to decarbonize the world economy, if you wish. And that's why I think that call by SIS leaders, again, is not unreasonable.
The Prime Minister of Tuvalu, Enele Sopoaga, ending that report by Eric Torchik.